is Paloma and Maddie, and we're here at Soma San Diego with
Bob
and John
from
the Pink Spiders.
Why pink?
Why not?
Pink spiders is another name for a butthole.
Ah, what's your favorite shade of pink?
Hot.
Asshole.
So you guys are one of Alternative Press's 100 bands to know in 2006. What should people know about you?
That we're better than the other 99.
How's it been working with Rico Kasich?
He's a genius.
He's a genius.
He's a good dude.
So, what was the first album each of you ever bought?
Oh, shit.
Well, I tried to steal Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Greatest Hits, but I bought Talking Heads' record.
Hey, the first one. Oh, go ahead.
Speaking Tongues, I think it was.
The first tape that I ever bought was one of the Beach Boys. It was like they had a million. There's like School Days and like all these other ones. And I think my first one was School Days, but I don't remember. It was one of the millions of Beach Boys records they put out.
Right. Is this audio going to be up?
We're going to podcast it on our website. Oh, yeah.
We're eating gummy bears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, we're eating gummy bears.
We have a great interview with Mike Watt crunching on potato chips.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you guys will fit right in. Yes.
Sweet. I like it.
Yeah, it's on our website. It's an hour with Mike Watt.
Which, do you guys remember the first show you guys ever went to?
Rancid with Suicide Machines and Rocket from the Crypt opening.
I think the first show that I went to was the first Plea for Peace tour with the Alkaline Trio and MU330 and the Blue Meanies and the Impossibles.
Cool. All right, so Bob, what's the best thing about being colorblind?
He's colorblind too.
You're colorblind too?
Yeah.
Get out.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So what makes you the world's greatest drummer?
Skills.
So John, you're the master of deception. How do you?
I am.
Yeah. How do you do such a good job at convincing people that you're not really 6'2"?
Because my penis is really big.
Yeah, mine too.
So what's the best thing about Nashville?
The booze
the
and
pink the, spiders.
The pink spiders.
No, really though, the country music and
the girls,
the atmosphere. Yeah,
the girls.
The girls. Do you guys have any heroes?
Go boys, man.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. There's people I look up to.
Yeah. I don't know about heroes. Heroes is a weird word. Yeah, I'd say Hunter S. Thompson.
That's a sixer.
John Lennon, Bob Dylan. You know.
Joe Riley.
Golden Showers, Joe.
So what other jobs have you guys had?
He was a boxer. Golden Shower. How many what?
What other jobs have you guys had?
Selling plasma. That's the one that I can remember the most that I hated. You worked at
Obie's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I worked at Obie's for a day.
What's Obie's?
Pizza. Worked at an old folks home for 3 years. Steak and Shake.
All right.
Picking up trash and properties.
Yeah, I worked a lot of construction and X-ray at a hospital and at CVS and at restaurants. I was a busboy.
I've been a busboy.
I mowed a lot of lawns for cash too. It's a big thing in Tennessee.
Yeah, mowing
lawns. We don't mow lawns here.
Okay.
I used to do it too.
Yeah, you can make a lot of money.
That's what you do when you're 13. Though.
Make a lot of money for a teenager. Really.
How was selling plasma? Did you enjoy that?
Shitty.
All right, well, we have one final question, and we make everybody do this at the end of the interview. Can you give us your best impression of a pirate?
Not that hard. I can't do a good one.
Grab one.
Arr.
All right. That's good. Hey, we're counting on you, John.
Fuck me or I'll cut you.
Give me your gold.
Give me your gold, you goddamn motherfucker.
Cool. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.